सहनावतु सहनौभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् तपोवीचीनपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूणामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते.
वी विल चैंट टुगेदर फ्रॉम वर्स नंबर 58 टू वर्स नंबर 60 एंड देन 61 लीड एंड फॉलो. That is the new today, that verse is the new today. All of you ready?
Yeah. Akhandanandarupasya tasyanandalavasita brahmadhyastaratamena bhavantyanandinokira.
तदुक्तम् अखिलं वस्तु व्यवहारश्चिदन्वितः तस्मात् सर्वगतं ब्रह्म क्षीरे सर्पेरिवाखिले अनन्वस्थूलं महस्वम् अधीर्घम् अजमव्ययम् अरूपगुणवर्णाख्यम् तद् ब्रह्मेत्यवधारयेत्. यद्भासा भास्यतेर्कादि
यद्भासा भास्यते कादि
भास्यैर्यत्तु न भास्यते
भास्यैर्यत्तु न भास्यते
येन सर्वमिदं भाति
येन सर्वमिदं भाति
तद्ब्रह्मेत्यवधारयेत्
तद्ब्रह्मेत्यवधारयेत्
यद् भासा भास्यतेर्कादि. ओके, भास्यतेर्कादि देन् भासैर् अस्तु न भास्यते. ओके, विल् चेन् टुगेदर् नौ.
यद् भासा भास्यतेर्कादि भास्यैरस्तु न भास्यते
येन सर्वमिदं भाति तद् ब्रह्मेत्यवधारयेत्.
The Brahman is called as Satchit Anand. Brahman is Sat, Chit and Anand. So in verse number 58, we find the Ananda aspect is discussed. Verse number 58. That is why we started from verse number 58. To show you the Ananda, Chit and the Sat part explained in these verses. So in verse number 58, Akhanda Ananda Rupasya Tasya Ananda Lavasritaha Brahmadhyastaratam Mena Bhavanti Anandino Akila. Akhanda Ananda Rupasya. What is his Rup? Akhanda Ananda. Infinite bliss. And from that infinite bliss, Tasya Ananda Lavasrita, a particle of a drop of that Ananda. Not Akhanda Ananda. Only a drop and even a particle of that drop. That is sufficient for Brahma Adya Taratamena, starting from the Brahma to the lowest being. According to their Upadhi, they get the happiness. According to the Upadhi, and we have seen six, seven types of Upadhi. How did we distinguish? with one sense organ, two sense organs, three sense organs, four sense organs. Do you remember? We all discuss all this. Five sense organs. In the five sense organs, we have got the animals also, and the human beings also. Human beings have got the more intellect. So this way, they all, according to the gradation, they get joy, happiness. Bhavanti anindan akhila. Akhila means all, everybody. And I said many times that all the beings starting from Brahma to the Pipilika up to the ant, they are all happy in the past, present and future. How much of that anand? Only a particle of a drop of that infinite bliss. Now you can imagine the bliss enjoyed by a realized person. So this anand is akhanda anand, is the source of all anand. Source is only one. What is that? Satchit anand. And where is that? It is with us. Not with you, with all beings it is there. In Ramayana also it is said, so sukdham ramas dham akhil lokadayak visram. When the naming ceremony was being conducted, at that time it was said, who is this Ram? He is Ananda Dhan Rasi. It's a collection of Ananda. Ram is nothing but Brahman. This was said by Vasishtaji. The same look it is said, Brahma Adyas Taratamena. Same thing. And in Ramayana, Akhil Lok Dayak Visram. Akhil Lok, the whole Lok Dayak Visram. They all take rest, they all get happiness. Same thing is said in different words. Okay, so this anand is of two types. One is saupadhik, another is nirupadhik. When we talk about the nirupadhik, that means the infinite bliss of the Brahman, Satchidanand. That is nirupadhik, without any upadhi. What is saupadhik? Saupadhik, what we experience in the world, through objects of the world, that is saupadhik. That means upadhi is needed. Saupadhik means with upadhi. Saha upadhi, with upadhi. So whenever we experience any joy, it is through our body. This ayatanam, this gross body is called ayatanam, is the abode, is the house, and the sushma sarir is called sadhanam, the instrument. So when we are experiencing through the gross body and subtle body, it is saupadhik. With upadhi, we are experiencing. And this can be divided into three. Three degrees are there. But in that infinite bliss, there is no degree. It is homogeneous one. But when we get that the same ananda reflected through objects, we have got three, priyamod and pramod. Now write down the definition of priya. What is priya? Visaya darsan janya sukham is priya. Visaya means the sense object. Darsanam, darsan janya, when you see. Visaya janya, darsan janya, when you see an object, by seeing an object you get sukh. That is called priya. Just by seeing the visaya we get sukh. What is mod? Visaya prapti janya sukham. The first one, darsan. I am only seeing. Next is the prapti. I have got it. So the quality of sukh is definitely better than darsan. Prapti janya sukham. Okay, then what is pramod? The pramod is said to be visaya anubhava janya sukham. Visaya anubhav. Now we are experience, anubhav. Not very difficult word. Darshan, is it difficult to understand? Visaya darshan janya sukham. Visaya janya. I will give you an example. Suppose there is a puja. happening. And in the puja prasad, you see laddu. So when you see laddu and you like laddu, so seeing the laddu, the joy which you are experiencing, darshan, only darshan. Then after the end of the puja, the priest gives you one laddu. That is prapti. Now that sukha is more than that. After prapti, you eat it, experience it. Anubhav janya. Priya, mod and prabhu. But for experience that laddu, you must have an upadhi. Upadhi is necessary. Without upadhi, you can't experience. So, Visayananda needs upadhi. So, saupadhik ananda is Visayananda. Whatever we are experiencing through our senses, from the sense objects, it is all Visayananda. So, saupadhik ananda or Visayananda is one and same. And what is nirupadhik? Without upadhi. That is infinite bliss. So now you are seeing Radha Krishna ji. So what is that ananda? Darsananda. Darsananda. You are listening to Atmabodh, Sravananda. Different type of ananda are there. Then if you eat something, rasana ananda. Jeev is called rasana. Rasana ananda. So by different organs of perception, we get different types of ananda. All are ananda. Ananda only. In Panchadasi, Vidyaran Swamiji, in the last five chapters, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, he has written 15 chapters on Panchadasi. In the first five chapters, all the titles of each chapter ends with Vivek. Then the next five chapters ends with the Deep. One we have studied, Natak Deep Prakaran we have studied. Natak Deep. And the last 15 chapters, they end with Ananda. Last five chapter in the 15th chapter ends with the ananda. Like Brahmanande Vidyananda. Vidyananda, whatever you are ananda you are getting, it is nothing but from the that. All is included in Brahma. We have earlier seen the source of all ananda is Brahma. So if you are getting any ananda from Vidya, so Brahmanande, Brahmananda means in that Brahma, it is included in that. Another chapter is Brahmanande Yoganand. By yoga, if you are getting any ananda, that also is included there in Brahmananda. Then Brahmanande Visayananda, all the Visayananda, that also is included in Brahman. Brahmanande Advaitananda, the ananda which you get from the Advaita, that also is included in Brahma. And Brahmanande Atmananda. Atmananda is also included in Brahmananda. So what is the difference between Atma and Brahma? Atma is Brahma actually. Brahman when conditioned by a upadhi, we call it Atma. Same Atma, unconditioned. Brahman. So Brahmaji, to the end, they all enjoy that ananda with upadhi, with conditioning. Everybody has got a body, starting from Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, everybody, all Devi Devtas are to the body, and they all enjoy that. And what is this Visayananda? Visayananda is a reflected ananda. It is not pure ananda, it is a reflected ananda. It is not equal to the bliss which we are talking of, Sachidananda. In verse number 59, We see tad yuktam akhilam vastu vyavharaschit anvitah tasmat sarvagatam brahma chire sarpir vakile. How is that Brahman pervading? Sat part is being discussed. Last verse was anand. This verse is sat part. Tad yuktam akhilam vastu, all vastu, everything of the world is pervaded by that Satchidanand. How he pervades? We tell our children, Bhagwan sab jagah hai. We tell that, na? So how will you prove that Bhagwan is in the chair, Bhagwan is in the carpet, Bhagwan is in the steak, Bhagwan is in the table? By the principle of existence, isness is sub everywhere. Isness is everywhere. But isness, principle of existence, children, little children, young children, they can't understand. So what we have to say, Bhagwan sab jagah hai, bas. Vyavharasya dhanvita, and all the vyavhar is happening. If I am seeing, if I am speaking, if I am hearing, how it is happening? Because of that Satchidananda, its presence. Transaction is happening because that Satchidananda is present. The dead body will not transact. But if we are transacting, if we are hearing, if we are seeing, touching, tasting, then it is because of that Satchidananda is with us. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma, therefore, tasmat means therefore, Brahman is sarvagatam, all pervading, omnipresent, everywhere. Chire sarpi iva akhile, like butter in the milk. Butter is not seen in the milk, but butter pervades the whole milk. Guruji, Gurudev Rai, Brahman is the substratum outside. How he pervades? As a substratum. Unless he gives the existence, unless the Brahman gives ignorance, nothing can stay on that. If the ignorance is not there with the chair, table, carpet, or this building will not be there. But that ignorance is not seen. Without its grace, the sense organs in the body are mere holes on the flesh. If that Chetan Tattva is not there with us, not reflected in the subtle body, then what happens? It is just a hole in the dead body, all the eyes, ears, everything is there, but not functioning. Then Gurudev writes, butter permeates milk, although it is not easy for us to see directly in the milk. Likewise, the Brahman permeates the all object. Butter is extracted from the milk by churning. So also the Atman can be separated from the world of names and forms by intense meditation. You can separate. There are only two things, Atma and Anatma. We all know Anatma, but we don't know Atma. If you want to reach Atma, what we have to do? Negate Anatma. Simple way. You can never go wrong. Why you can never go wrong? Because Atma you cannot negate. Pata. Atman you can never negate. And all the things which you negate is Anatma. When you negate all the anatma, what will remain? Suppose if I negate all the naam roop of the world, what will remain? If I negate my gross body, subtle body and causal body, what will remain? Atman will remain. Can you negate the Atman? Can you negate that Brahman? No. And when the spirit is experienced, there is no more the world of plurality. When that Atma Tattva is realized, then after that, there is no world of plurality. It's not there at all. But when can you say that? You can say that only when you see rope. Then only you can say, snake is not there. So long you are seeing the snake, so long you are seeing the whole world, you are not seeing rope, you are not seeing Brahman, you are not seeing Atman. So long we are seeing the Naam Roop, we are not seeing the substratum. So long we are seeing the snake on the rope, we are not seeing rope. The moment I see rope, what happens to the snake? Can you see the snake again? No. The moment you see the Brahman everywhere, Naam Roop is all coming and going. If you start seeing the isness everywhere, on that isness, all the name and forms are coming and going continuously. It is just like in the ocean when you are seeing waves, if you start seeing the water in wave, disregarding the name and form of the water, when the water takes a name and form, we say it is a big wave, it is a small wave. But if you are able to see the oceanic water in the waves also, where is the wave then? There is no wave. It's only oceanic water. Similarly, when we are able to see that isness everywhere, there is no Naam Roop. Naam Roop is coming and going, continuously coming and going that way. Then in verse number 60, it was said, it has got no form. It has got no ananam, not subtle, asthul, not gross, ahraswam, neither short, adirgam, nor long, ajam, without birth, abhyam, without any modification, without any change, arupa gunavarnakyam, without form, attribute, color and name, tat brahma iti abhidharayet. If all this is negated, if all of this negated, then what is being negated here? All Naam Roop is negated. No? The Naam Roop can be described, this is small, this is big, this is subtle, this is gross. When Naam Roop is negated, what will remain? Isness will remain. Again, Sat part is also again said here. Unlike finite objects which are bound by limitation of space and time and are either gross or subtle, the timeless time and the spaceless space, the infinitude of the infinite cannot be bound by space-time causation. That infinite cannot be bound by, he is not desa kala vastu parichinna. Parichinna means limited. That infinite is not limited by this, by space, kal, by time, vastu, by anything. It's not limited. It's gone everywhere. Isness is everywhere. Hence can only be defined in the negative terms such as neither gross nor subtle. What is born is the body, mind, intellect and the objects. Not the isness is not born. Language has its own limitation. It can describe only the things that have quality guna or the function kriya, the name nama or the qualification vishesha or the relationship with other sambandha. Anything can be described on these five factors. None of these are applicable for the one eternal infinite substratum for everything. How can you name him? Naam is required for transaction purpose. If there is only one, is any name required? No. But we give him Brahman. Why, what do you mean by Brahman? Brahman is Brihatrat iti Brahman. One which is big is Brahman. Brahman is an adjective. It is not a noun. No name. Is there any kriya there, any action? Is Brahman doing anything? No, no, he to nikamma hai, kuch nahi karta hai. So you can't describe him through the action also. Is there any quality, any guna? No, no sattva rajas tamas guna, kuch nahi hai. No bcom, mcom, no qualification. And relationship, There are no two. Where is the question of relationship arise? There is no relationship. So this technique of describing the infinite by the process of negation is made use only in the scriptures, and they all are pointers only. They are all pointers. Now coming to verse number 61, it is said, Yad bhasa bhasyate arkadi. Yad bhasa, by the light of which bhasyate, illumined, ark adi. Ark means sun. Ark adi. What is this adi? We'll see it. Bhasyatuna bhasyate. But those which are illumined, they cannot illumine Brahman. Because of Brahman, Arkadi, sun and all, they are illumined. But sun cannot illumine Brahman. We'll see it. Yena sarvamidam bhati, that which is not illumined by their light, yena sarvamidam bhati, and all the what is we are seeing is illumined by him. Everything is illumined by him. Tad brahmeti avadharet. Know that to be Brahman. Very good. Illumined means what? Yad bhasa bhasyate arkadi. Illumined, they become the object of our cognition. They become the object of our cognition. These are known to us. How sun is known to us? We see it? We see it. With our eyes. With our eyes. So the consciousness riding on mind goes through this organ of perception, eyes, sees the sun. Who is illuminating that sun? The consciousness in me, the Atman, the Satchitananda in me, riding on my mind, going through this eyes, sees the sun. Who is the ultimate seer? Who is illuminating that sun? Consciousness is illuminating that sun. Who has given existence to the sun? Why it is existing? Because Satchidananda has given the substrate and the existence. So it is illumined by me, by the consciousness. Bhase yattu na bhasyate. But that is not illumined by sun cannot illumine my consciousness. How will I understand it? Any object is illumined. Suppose I am seeing the sun. Who is seeing? My eyes. So that sun is indriya vishaya, is the sense object of eyes. Is not so. Indriya vishaya. And who knows the sense organs? Mind. And who knows about my mind? Consciousness. It is one-way traffic. Consciousness knows mind, mind knows senses, senses knows sun. Sun cannot see, know the eyes, eyes cannot see the mind, mind cannot see the consciousness. Is it clear? One-way traffic. Consciousness knows mind, mind knows senses, mind knows senses. I am not able to see clear today. Who knows? Mind. And senses see the sense object. So one-way traffic. Can they, the reverse order, they know the Chetan? Can the object know eyes? Can the eyes know? Can the mind know consciousness? No. It is beyond mind. It is beyond mind. Therefore, it is a bhase yattu na bhasyate. They cannot illumine. These sense objects cannot illumine. So in the technical term, you can say the objects are indriya bhasya, indriya is mana bhasya, and in the chetan is the man. Who is illuminating the mind? Consciousness is illuminating. Yattu na bhasyate. And in Driga Drishya Vivek, we have seen the first one, Drigeva Natu Drishyate, the ultimate seer, the consciousness, you cannot see. So that consciousness cannot be brought as an object. Drigeva Natu Drishyate, it will never happen. Scientists are trying their best to bring the consciousness in test tube. उसको देखेंगे है कि नहीं नॉट पॉसिबल दृगेव न तो दृश्यते सो वी हैव सीन व्हाट इज सन सन इज एन ऑब्जेक्ट ओनली कॉन्शियसनेस राइडिंग थ्रू द माइंड थ्रू सेंसेस सीज द ऑब्जेक्ट बट द रिवर्स इज नॉट पॉसिबल कॉन्शियसनेस नोज ऑल दिस थिंग बट दे कैन नॉट नो मी But we consider ourselves limited. You know, we have got the consciousness, which is infinite. But what is our experience? What we consider ourselves? Limited. I am only this much. I am not that infinite, covering the, pervading the whole world. I am alpagya, alpasaktiman, and all that we are thinking. So how this consciousness is working? Very simple. Like the sun is reflected in the mirror somewhere outside. In the childhood we used to play with that, na? Mirror. Mirror, sun, and then you reflect it to some other house.
Your neighbor's house.
Neighbor house. So that will light. Similarly, the consciousness in me is reflecting in the mirror of mind, and that reflected consciousness illumines all objects. All objects are illumined by that consciousness. It is reflected. Arkadi. Arkadi. What is the meaning of Arkadi? There are five sources of light. What is that? You na tatra suryo bhati na chandra na tarakam nema vidyato
lightning and
fire. So there are five sources of light. Na tatra suryo bhati means tatra in the consciousness. These five illuminators, they cannot illumine that consciousness. Sun, moon, star, lightning and fire. They cannot illumine. In Keno Upanishad it is said, na tatra chakshur gacchati na mana. By eyes you cannot see. By eyes you cannot see means you can never make that chetan as an object. Mind. Can it be seen by mind? No. It is beyond mind. In Mundak Upanishad it is na chachusa agrihyate. It cannot be grasped by eyes. Yena sarma idam bhati, the whole is known. This is the chit aspect. How everything is known? Because the chit aspect of it. If you are able to see here, because the chit aspect is with you. So ananda aspect we have seen. Sat aspect we have seen. Now in this verse, it is the chit aspect. It is not a physical light. Don't think it is like a sun, moon, they are giving the light. It's not that type of light. It is awareness. It is only awareness, knowledge itself. He is not illuminating like in the Natakdeep we have seen the stage light at one place and it is illuminating the whole stage. Not like that. Not like that. It is awareness. Okay, the next verse now.
Swayam antar bahir vyapya.
Swayam antar bahir vyapya.
Bhasayan akhilam jagat.
Bhasayan akhilam jagat.
Brahma prakashate vanni.
Vanna prakashate vanni.
Prataptayas pindavat.
Prasaptayas pindavat.
Swayam antar bahir vyapya. Bhasayan akhilam jagat. Brahma prakashate vanni. Prataptayas pindavat.
Swayam antar bahir vyapya. Swayam antar bahir. Antar means inside. Bahir means bahar. Vyapya. Is pervades everywhere. Sarvam. Swayam. How Akhandanandi Maharaj used to say? Huh? I have said that word many times. That Brahman thasathas bhara hua hai. It is everywhere. So how to explain it is everywhere? Thasathas. Like in a glass of water, you pull it to the brim. You can't put another drop of water in that. What you will say? The glass is full. Similarly, this whole world is full with that Brahman. Bhasayan akhilam jagat. And he illuminates all. How is he illuminating everything? Not by standing apart somewhere. Not like this light is illuminating all. By entering into all. He has entered into everything. In Upanishad it comes, he created the whole world and then after that he entered into it. We call it Pravesh Shruti. Shruti means the Veda says. He created the whole world with the five great elements, then he was so fascinated, entered into it. Like he created our body, entered into it. He created the whole world and entered into it. Entered into it, he mixed up. When he is illuminating the whole world, we are not able to see that he is illuminating. We think the Jagat is shining. Is it not so? Jagat is shining. The glow on our face is the glow of that Atman. But the people are, kya aapka chehra chamak raha hai? No. Dead body never shines. So if there is a sign, not, we are not talking about the beauty parlor sign. If there is a shining on your face, it is the glow of that. Brahma prakashate. It is a Brahma actually shining. But we will say, Jagat is shining. We are saying, arey, toh Jagat is so beautiful. No, the whole beauty is from that Brahman. All is shining because of that Brahman. So Brahman and Jagat both are mixed up. Atma and Anatma both are mixed up. We are able to see only Anatma. We are not able to see Atman. So what has happened? It is said, Vanni praptaya pindavat. Praptayas pindavat. Vanni, Vanni means the fire. Then Pratapta. Pratapta means heated up. Tapta means heated up. Pratapta means well heated up. Then ayas. Ayas means iron. Pindavat. Pinda means round. You can do this experiment. But now here you can't do it. You need fire. Coal fire or charcoal fire. In India, we used to have before the gas was came into. Everybody was burning on the coal. Have you ever seen your mothers cooking on the coal? Chula? In that chula, you put an iron ball. So what is the quality of that iron ball? It is round in shape, it is heavy in weight, black in color, and cold to touch. Round in shape, heavy in weight, cold to touch, black in color. Now you put it in the fire. They became friend. So when they became friend, they exchanged their qualities. How? The fire gave the light and heat. After some time, you take out that fireball. What you'll find? It is red, hot, glowing. And what it has given to the fire? Round shape. Heavy. Is it not so? What the iron ball has given to the fire? Fire has given these things to iron ball. Iron ball has given something to fire. So there is a mutual superimposition of each other's quality. We call it anyonya adhyas or itaretar adhyas. Itar, etar, they are mixed together. So how is this whole world is working? Well, there are only five things. We have studied in our Drikidrisibhya. What are those five things?
Lakshmiji.
Asti jati.
Asti bhati.
Asti bhati priya nam roop. Asti bhati priya is the satchit anand. Nam roop is anatma. Asti jati priya is Brahman. So these two, all these are mixed up. So now we want to reach asti bhati priya satchit anand. So what we have to do? Simple mathematics. Remove the nam roop. In each and everything of the world, five things are there. Asti. Asti means it is there. Ignis. Bhati. Bhati means the chit part. It is able to express itself as chair. Bhati means it is able to show itself, present itself. Bhatiya. Priya. Each vastu has a sukh. It may not give me sukh, that chair may not give me sukh, but this chair is giving me a sukh. But that chair is giving sukh to you. So each object of the world has got asti, bhati, priya. Asti means existence. Bhati means able to express itself. And priya, it has got the joy content also. It gives joy to some, may not to be all. May not to be all, but it gives some joy to some people. Even the garbage also gives joy. To some bacteria that are there, they are enjoying. In India you will find cows and the crow and dog, they all run toward. The moment a garbage person brings the garbage dump there, they all come. Giving priya, they are priya, good to few beings. Dirty gutter water is also priya to some bacteria. Some. Similarly, we have got the emotions. We always see this kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar as a negative. Is it not so? Negative quarter. We can divinize all these. How? Instead of the calm of the Vishaya, if we have the calm of the Lord, desire of the Lord, divinize. If we have got a lobe, instead of lobe for the worldly things, you have the greed for naam jap, lobe. I should do 100 malas today. Tulsidas says, kami pyari nari jim, lobhi priya jimi naam. Not taking the name of the Lord. You should have the greed of, I should make more and more, more and grow. Krodh. be angry with yourself. I was never able to do my puja. I could not attend the satsang. I did not study the scripture today. Be angry with you. Divinize the krodh also. But krodh is needed for discipline outside. But how that krodh should be with you? Like in the football match, the referee, he has got cards or something. He will take a red. The player will get angry. But he is not angry. After some time, the player is on, he will again put it. Our play started. Similarly, you should also discipline in the office or in our home. Take the card. So I used to the children. But inside you are not doing. Only outside. Appearance outside with the crow should be there. So this is our asti bhati priya. These cannot be separated. Satchit anand cannot be separated. There's some more detail we'll find in our next verse about the Jagat and Brahman.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha Hari Om.